ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted!
What's up, Steve?
Dude, so much. So much and nothing at all. So much in my head and nothing in existence.
Yeah. I mean, it's the days we live in now.
I know, man. I hope everyone's doing okay. Honestly, this might be a shorter cast. We've been in here for a good 30 minutes and Ted's been my therapist. Like, I'm falling apart. I ain't gonna lie to people. Like, you know, trying to keep a happy face because I know that, like, we're a good escape for a lot of people, but just know, I think we are in the same boat and as a lot of people. It's just, I'm ready for this to be over and I just need, I just need some sense of normalcy in my mind. Like, I was telling Ted, I'll be honest, I'm going to a doctor next week to get things checked out because I don't know what's wrong with me right now. I'm having panic attacks all the time and I'm breathing heavy. My heart's racing. I almost passed out during an interview with Walter Jones yesterday morning. I was like, oh, that could be fun radio, but also could be awkward because he's not in the room. I'd rather fall in his arms than fall while he's on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just, I don't know, part pandemic, part having a newborn, not knowing the future. It's a crazy times, and I miss doing the things that keep me sane, like wrestling and hockey, like the insane things that I do. Yeah, that keep me sane.
Yeah, and it's weird too, right? Like you know, we're not sitting here asking for sympathy, but
no.
The bottom line is, you're right. For you know, this podcast, we could be a little more honest. But right, when we go do our shows, like you got to be positive.
Yeah, and I understand why.
Yeah, like that, I mean, that right. If there's one thing we can do that. But
it means so much when someone says, hey, your show is keeping me sane in the crap that I'm dealing with.
Right. But yeah, there's some days you're down too.
Yeah, I wanna be like, I'm just as freaking nuts as you are right now, sir.
I know. It's so strange too. Like, anyhow, let's just talking to my mom today. Well, you know, like I might go over to your sister's and we're going to eat dinner. Like, is that okay? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't live in the state of Maryland. I don't know.
I always love the, is that okay to do? I have people that do that to me as well. Like, I'm trying to follow the rules and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, just be careful in anything you do. I don't know what everything is shades of gray right now.
Right. Look, that's what I tell
you. Just stay safe.
I don't know. You go to Costco, put on the mask. Yep. For me, when I go into a store, I wear a mask.
I did yesterday.
Yeah.
First time I've been to Costco in forever. So I got a mask. I put it on, but I realized how quickly I'm an idiot, Ted. Because I put the mask on, and it was cool. They were handing out masks to people that showed up.
Oh, good.
That didn't, at least a Puyallup one. Because there was a lady in front of me, she's like, I don't have a mask. And it's like, ma'am, you need a mask to come in. She's like, I don't have a mask. She's like, we have masks if you like one. And they charged $10.99. No, I'm kidding. They didn't charge. That would have been awesome if they did. I should be selling masks outside. Oh, they'd probably get mad at me. There's a cop in there. But, so they hook everyone up. All right, question for you. It's one of those typical masks, like the ones that like Thrill has, right?
Yeah.
Which side goes on the inside of your face and which side goes on the outside of your face?
Blew out.
Okay, Ted, what do you think I did?
Oh, did you put it on backwards?
Well, just to give you an example, the white is on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. How did you know?
Just because I had seen a bunch of stuff that was like blue on the outside. That way, like an accordion opens so you can actually wear it.
Oh, well, it fit fine.
I mean, look, you put it on. That's all that matters.
Hey, the nice thing is I can now wear the white on the end. So it's like I get two uses out of one disposable. No? That's not how it works?
I don't know. I think that's like putting on a condom backwards. Like,
it's like my buddy Greg in college. He would wear his underwear twice in a row. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, do your laundry. He goes, oh, no, I wear it in regular one day. And then I go inside out the next day. It's like,
which is weird because the point of the underwear is protect the pants.
And the weird part is,
why would you put the old, like if you put the old stuff on the outside, like you're just soiling your pants.
And we had a washer and dryer in our dorms that was free.
Oh, nice.
Well, he didn't clearly want to use it. All right, so blew out. I got to remember that in the future. So yeah. I'm walking around and I'm like,
right, look, I'm with you. I don't know the gray areas. I will say this. The only thing I try to do is just follow the phases.
Yeah. I'm doing whatever's like, because Petco, I try to go in there and they were like, no, you need a mask. This was last week. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Sorry. And they grabbed the stuff for me.
Yeah.
You know, and they were cool about it. But I was like, okay, you know, my bad. And I made sure I got a mask from then on out. But the Costco one was funny. I have it on. And the first person I see has the blue on the outside. And my first thought was, idiot. And I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to judge somebody. I'm walking. Next person, blue. Another person's got like a designer one that's like a Cougars. You know what I mean? But like finally, I started realizing I'm the idiot. And then it gets in your head, at least because I'm a mental case right now, like I was telling you. There's Ted with the blue on the out. Thanks, Ted.
By the way, you can see I'm in front of Buckley's. I just walk by old bars I like that aren't open and take pictures.
So the entire time I'm walking around, I assume everybody's judging me because I have it on wrong.
All right.
But I don't want to take it off at that point.
No, and I don't know. Right.
Because I'll flip people out. Like, if all of a sudden I take my, they're like, sir, get your mask back on, you know?
Plus, I think if you flip it out, that kind of takes away the point of it. Like, once it's all in one way, you're committed.
I'm committed.
Damn it.
Well, my mother-in-law and grandma-in-law, they just got me a custom. They ordered, like, custom masks.
All right.
They got me a black one.
Well, the cloth ones, for whatever reason, are much easier. That's why you see me, like, I just, like, I try to wash. I wash that one, like, every other day. Because it's just, like, it's cloth. It's the tactical scarf. And they're just easier to breathe through. I don't know if it's mental. Or what?
No, I didn't like wearing that one at all. I mean, I'll do it. I'll do it until I get the other one from my in-laws.
Right. But. And like when I go to QFC, I always like have one of the medical ones or whatever and wear it. That's what I keep telling everybody. Fuck, man. I don't want to wear them. I feel goofy wearing them. But hey, that's they say you got to wear one. Just wear one.
I felt so weird. Like it was like the day that you put on like you got new like cool new sneakers, but they're kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Like the sneakers I wear all the time now, the ones that have like flowers on them. First time I wore them, I was terrified. I'm walking around self-conscious. Everyone's going to look at my feet and they think I'm a big idiot. So I put that mask on. And I, like I said, I haven't gone to a store. So this is the first time since I wore a mask. And I'm like, oh gosh, they better not be lying to me. Like I'm thinking this is an elaborate prank by Costco just to get me to show up in a mask. And everyone else has got to be fine. Everyone's licking each other for all I know. And as I start walking to Costco, everyone coming out of Costco that I see is not wearing a mask. And I'm like, oh my gosh, these people are probably thinking I'm an idiot. You know, because they probably got out, took their mask off.
Yeah.
Finally, I get there and I realize, okay, I'm not, you know, but like it was nerve wracking. And then you see someone wearing one of those painter ones. And I'm just like, oh man, we're just getting creative. I should just wear my goalie mask at this point.
Wow. Right. So, I mean, that's the whole thing, right? I just see people get real pit. Like, I'm never wearing a mask. Like, what Why? Do you, and I, and Steve just went through it. We all have the same emotions. Like, man, I feel weird wearing this mask. But at the end of the day, right? If it does anything to get things reopened,
yeah,
just do it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's not infringing on your freedom. This isn't tyranny. It's simply Costco trying to just say, hey, well, you wear a mask. We'll give you one. We'll give you one.
I love people like, I'm never shopping at Costco again.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to save lives. They suck. How dare they? They have awesome pecans and they suck.
But that's like, I go, my
good pizza. Trying not to kill people. What the hell do you want from them?
Yeah, I got a buddy that drops me off a couple 36 packs of Coors Lights every couple weeks.
Nice.
And last week I was like, and get me a shrimp cocktail. So I was eating shrimp cocktail all weekend.
Do I get their chicken kebabs? That's why I go there.
Their meat's awesome.
Oh, I get they're already cooked, but they're great for like, you know, trying to get this high protein in my diet to kind of bulk up a little bit. And after a while, like you start cooking, you're going broke buying all this chicken.
Yeah.
You get there, it's like 10 bucks a bag. I get 4 bags of those. That thing lasts me like for like a week and a half, maybe even 2 weeks. It's awesome. And it's cheaper than getting like 4 fillets or 4 breasts of chicken.
Yeah. I mean, I love Costco.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss the samples, but I understand why they're not doing it.
I know. The samples and what did somebody tell me last night? I thought they were kidding. They were talking about bowling. And they're like, yeah, we'll probably never go bowling again. I was like, bowling alleys are already really disgusting. They were like, yeah, that's my point. Like, do you think they're going to let you put your shoe in and out and stick your fingers in hole? And I was like, oh, damn. Like, you're serious. This was a smart dude that I respect. And I was like, yeah, I thought you were kidding. And you're right. That's a real thing.
Yes. We were just talking about bowling the other day.
Oh, were you?
Same my thing. Bag? No. In the morning, like, they're the same kind of thing. It's just like, when you think about it, but that's what this thing has done. It's opened our eyes to just what filthy human beings we've been for so long. It's like it's amazing that it took this long for us to be dealing with something like this.
Right.
Like we're just willy-nilly just shoving our finger in holes that other people have shoved their fingers in. And then, I'd like an order of those chicken fingers, please. And then eating our food with our fingers.
I never would have given it 2 thoughts.
Never.
I mean, look, I won't lie to you. I'm going to have nightmares about the song Happy Birthday. As I sing it twice to keep count of 20 seconds.
You do that?
Yeah. And I'm just awesome. Like, yeah, I mean, look, sometimes at the end of the night, it's like I'm just peeing and I'm just like,
man hates the birthday song and now in turn hates everybody's birthdays.
Oh.
Thanks, Corona.
God, I feel bad for people with milestone birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of mine just had like a 40th. I was like, oh, that sucks.
Oh, dude, right now, anybody's birthday is just like, yeah, thanks. I'm like, happy birthday. And I'm like, they probably like, go F yourself.
Yeah, I still, for my taste, I'm granted it's a little personal as my niece is supposed to graduate. I still feel really bad for the senior class.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see signs in our development, people putting up signs that say, congratulations, you know, whatever the kid's name is, class of 2020. And I'm like, oh, like I want to get like one of those disposable masks and put it on it just to kind of troll them, but I won't.
Jeez.
Because I clearly don't know how to put them on right. So I won't.
Right. Some a-hole put on masks to be funny and he put them on backwards.
This must be that Steve guy in the neighborhood. Why do you think that? Because he's the only moron that puts his mask on backwards.
Hey, at least you put it around your ears.
Where else am I supposed to put it?
Who was it? The governor of Florida, the governor of Georgia? One of them went to put one on a couple weeks ago and like...
No.
Yeah, like put it around his ears like that and then had the front part going under his chin.
What a dip ass.
Right.
Or you see that one woman that showed up, that was on TikTok, the woman cut a hole.
That woman was everywhere.
And the guy that worked at the store is just like, oh, why do you get a hole? It's like, I was having a hard time breathing.
Right. Like, that takes away the whole, like, that doesn't count now. You're not wearing a mask.
And the guy's like, oh, I should try that next time.
Yeah. I know. The guy is just so funny. It's like I said to somebody, that's like wearing just the ring of the condom.
You're right.
I was wearing a condom. Why didn't it work?
Yeah. I don't understand why you have a child now. They say it works 99.9% of the time. You tell me this was the 0.01%? All right, why don't we get some push-ups in to get the heart rate and the blood? I already feel better.
Yeah,
good. This is the beauty of just talking with friends, laughing a little bit, getting your mind off of just how the war world is crumbling around you.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. That's why I lose whole weekends drinking with people on Zoom.
Maybe I need to do the Zoom stuff more because right now all I'm doing is...
Just be careful. If you hop in with the Smith cousins, nobody in there shies away from a cocktail. I'll just leave it at that.
Shocking. All right, let's get our heart rates and our blood pumping in our brain.
Functioning.
Oh, yeah, Ted. Oh. We got some hot music going on right now. To do 10 push-ups, too.
All right.
Finally, I'm going to get some physicality out.
Let's crush these, Ted. Let's get it. There we go. 9, 10.
Grooving. It's going to make us miss the festival season.
It's all right. We'll be back dancing someday.
We will. I can't wait.
We will dance again, Steve.
Dude, I was thinking, I'm like, as soon as this is all over, we're scheduling a slumber party.
Yeah, that. I don't know about you guys. We've been talking like when it's finally like over.
Uh-huh.
Like we're taking weeks. We're taking vacation.
We've already canceled 2 vacations from this. Like a mini one and this upcoming Saturday, I was supposed to leave for Hawaii for a week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. I was talking with Thrill about that too. It's like the minute everyone else from this building is coming back in,
we're
two
out.
Shows are collectively getting the F out. Like, no, I'll see you later. 2-week vacation.
Seriously. I mean, I've been telling, like, I told my niece, like, look, I don't know what it, like, I was like, I'd take you to the Met, but you live in Northern Virginia. We're going to D.C. I don't know what the best steakhouse is. I was like, we are spending money. Yep. You're getting a steak.
Or I told Sid, I'm like, the minute everything's cool and we could safely go to a restaurant, we're going to Daniel's Broiler.
Yeah.
Because they have a vegan menu. That's our
Nice.
That's where we go usually for our anniversary.
Daniel's is great.
It's incredible. I'm like, we're going there, and I'm eating like a freaking savage. Like that day that we went to Snoqualmie Casino's steakhouse.
Oh, God, that was so good.
We should do that again.
Yeah, we're going to do it all.
We're doing everything. We're going broke.
We're
going
to be back in the doctor's office. Like, have you guys been eating steak every night?
Yes.
Yes, with butter. Shots of butter and the lobster.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
So, listen.
Just chucking butter.
Right? Just shotgun and butter.
Lobster butter shots. Who's in, boys?
It is tough and rough out there on everybody. Now, everybody has different thoughts on things, and I get that. But we have to remember at certain times to be kind to each other. Maybe being kind, frankly, just means walking away from an argument with somebody. All right? Maybe that's how you practice being kind at this point. And I'm not saying let people walk all over you or anything, but we got to be kind. Somebody did something very kind for me this morning, mm-hmm. and it just made me realize, like, oh, yeah, we got to be nice and kind with each other. I'm sure I'll speak on it in a second here. But just And look, it's hard for me too sometimes, right? There's sometimes I would rip everybody's head off.
Yeah.
And just scream at them. But we're still human beings to try. And the other thing too is pat yourself on the back. Like, you're right to be having a hard time. We've never, ever been in this.
No.
I mean, there's been pandemics before, but for our generations and stuff, nobody's been like this.
No, you can't even ask mom and dad, hey, what was it like when you dealt with something like this? They're like, we never dealt with this
right.
before.
People
we could go out whenever we wanted to.
Right. I mean, economy.
I could sneeze on my friends. No one cared.
Right. So I've been saying, like, it's okay. And I just implore you to, like, just be kind. And honestly, listen. You got to make your own choices. I'm probably not going to go to a crowded beach or a park anytime soon.
Right.
But, you know, this weekend, if it's from the news, if it's from your annoying uncle that lives in Seattle, I don't know what it is. Just take a time out.
Yes.
For instance, Steve, I have a new grill showing up, and I'm grilling.
Dude, what kind of grill did you get?
Just a little hibachi guy that sits
nice.
Like a foot off the ground.
Perfect.
Right?
We're grilling, too.
Oh.
We already got our vegan Beyond Meat sausages ready in the
right.
fridge. Oh, I can't wait, dude. I'm triggering it up.
Yeah, I got my little low back beach chair. I'm going to sit out there. And I told a couple of my neighbors, I said, hey, you come by with a clean bun, mm-hmm. I'll fill it with a sausage.
Dude, I was be careful of offering that in Capitol Hill.
So that cha-cha. Hey, got the jokes.
I told my wife yesterday, I'm like, it's going to be nice. I said we just set up a couple of our lawn chairs, put on some Hawaiian music, and sit outside and eat some Hawaiian food.
Do it.
I know. She
yeah.
thought I was a little weird, so I don't think we're going to be doing it, but I thought that'd be fun.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So like, I'm dead serious.
Like, we got a little back, you know, our little back nook, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking like, go on the front porch, sit out there. Who cares?
Yeah, why not?
Right?
The neighbors will probably come out. You can see them, have some human. And that's the other thing too. Like, I do have friends that'll stop by once in a while. We stay a safe distance, but mm-hmm. hey, you still do need human interaction.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm not saying go break a bunch of rules or nothing. I'm
yeah,
not
lick anyone's faces. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and be careful, you know, things are open and that's something too. Just try to use your best judgment, right? Because mm-hmm. if we just. I just don't want us to go crazy and then we're back here again.
Yes. You mentioned that somebody, you had a story about being kind.
Okay. All right. So
I have one too, but I want to hear yours.
So this is what I was telling Steve earlier is that my I wake up a week ago Sunday and my toilet just won't flush correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of slow, low volume. So you can only poo.
It sounds like my daughter on my wife's boob.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
Okay, that sounds like something I clicked on when my wife went to go work out the other day.
All right, so I can't make the sound.
I'm kidding. She doesn't work out anywhere.
Oh.
You can't. It's closed. Everything's closed.
But it just was making this. It was running.
Oh, sorry, Tatum.
It was just running slow and like wouldn't work, right? So it would almost overflow like every fourth flush.
Okay.
So then for a while, so then they came and snaked it. That didn't seem to work. They snaked it again. Didn't work. So then over the weekend, I saw a lady who runs my bill, and she's very nice. She's obviously under a lot of stress. She runs like three buildings. She's she's like, I'm working on it. Plumbers are coming Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbers show up Monday. It still doesn't work right. So now I'm just kind of losing my mind. And I'm just like, look, I'll just throw out the toilet paper and then walk it out to the dumpster.
Oh, that sucks.
Till it gets fixed. So last night.
That's what you want to do.
Right.
Right.
So last night, she emails me at like five. She's like, look, the plumbers came back. They undid your toilet, like undid the connections, like found whatever was like blocking it up. It's out of there. Like you're good to go. So I was like, thank you so much. So then it's been amazing. I've been flushing with confidence.
Uh-huh.
I see this morning, I pass by her office. I go, hey, I give her a huge thumbs up. I go, great news. Everything's back to normal. I'm flushing with confidence. She goes, yeah. She goes, it was a medicine bottle top. And I go, what? She goes, the top to a medicine bottle was in there. That's what was blocking it. And I'm like, oh my God.
Was it your Flintstones chewables?
It was my melatonin chewables.
Oh no.
And I go, I am so sorry. Like, and I, you know me, I am just mortified. Like, that was me.
Right.
I dropped something in there, then flushed. Like,
why would you do that?
Yeah. Right. Like, Steve knows me. Like, right. Like, I might do some weird things, but like, I'm not a destructive person.
No.
Not a destructive drop. Just like, I would have fished it out.
Right. Like, no, I could see you like playing with the bottle while you're like peeing or something
yeah.
and you drop it. But I would never, no matter how wasted you've ever been, you are not the type of person. I might be guilty of this when I'm drunk on like tequila, but I never would see you being like, F it and just flush it anyway and whatever. Let the water figure it out.
Right.
Like, you would like most of us, unfortunately, have to put your hand and grab it.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I've dropped plenty of things in a toilet. I've done this before.
Yeah.
So anyhow, she just looks at me and she, I go, yeah, that's completely on me. And she goes, well, the good news is they didn't charge us an extra fee, so I'm not going to charge you. It's just
that's
wear and tear. Like, don't sweat it. Right. I literally just tapped my chest. I was like, thank you. So that's what I say. She did not have to do that. They would have been well within their right to charge me.
And you would have understood.
Yeah. And I would have understood, right? There's nothing I could do. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I say. It was just, for her, it was probably a simple thing, but either way, you can be kind and it goes a long way.
Now, on the flip side, here's an example of someone who is not being kind. And I share this story. It's not me.
Oh, you got a good one? Well, what about this a-hole?
Bro, my wife told me the story about her cousin, who's my cousin, obviously, through marriage, and awesome person, real sweetheart, nice, one of the nicest people. I'm sure you've met her quickly, but she went to the post office to drop some stuff off.
All right.
Somebody was behind her, an older man. And so she's like, I'll hold the door so he doesn't, you know, like kind of like doing the not gentlemanly because she's a female, but the nice thing, holding a door. Obviously, during these times, things are a little bit different. Everyone's a little sketchy because of social distancing and things like that. And I'm sure she wasn't even thinking about that. But it wasn't like anything malicious, like, haha, get in my bubble, old man.
Yeah.
He just starts screaming at her about social distancing and how, you know, you need to take this serious. And she's just like, look, I'm just trying to be nice. Like, you don't need to yell at me. You could just say, hey, don't worry about it. I just want to keep my distance. And I think anyone right now during these times is going to be like, oh, I get it. You're not being a dick, but you also don't want me near you.
Right. There's no reason to attack somebody. I read this article on BuzzFeed. They just interviewed a bunch of doctors and stuff. Mm-hmm. And were asking about social distancing and this and that. And they all had kind of the same but different answers on this. Mm-hmm. So they were just like, should I be angry if I see somebody without a mask? And they were like, no, like, yelling at people doesn't help at all.
It's not going to fix this.
Right. And trust me, like, you know, like I get, you know, I've gotten looks just for wearing a mask and people snicker. It's like, all right, well, you know what? Like, fine. Right. Call me a jack. Right. And it's.
But I was wearing it backwards. That's why.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and trust me, I've had the thoughts sometimes in a store, like, you're going the wrong way on a one-way aisle. But I'm just like, you know what? It doesn't do me any good.
What's the point of yelling at
someone? I'm just going to let them go.
It's an accident. Like, we've changed the way we now shop. Like, you can't expect somebody to remember every time, oh, crap, this is the one-way aisle.
Right. And I've also seen some people are like, well, I'm not going to follow those rules. It's like, all right, well, you're just being an ass to be an ass.
Right.
Yeah. And honestly, for somebody like me that loves the lollygag in the shopping, in the store, it has helped me become a much more efficient shopper.
Right. You're like, oh, I just took 4 steps. I can't turn around.
Yeah, well, right, I know. Dude, I had to go down one aisle 4 times because I kept like going by what I needed, but like way too far by it, or would just forget.
Right.
Because there's one aisle that has the good salsa I like, that also has the shredded cheese I like for making tacos.
And it was Cinco de Mayo.
Right. Ted could not remember all of these in one trip. So Steve, I walked down the same damn aisle 4 times.
Well, dude, the best part was, I guess, like, he goes off on her. She drops her stuff up. As she's walking, he's trying to set something up, and he, like, drops all of his boxes on, like, the... Because I think that's part of why she held the door, because he had boxes in
there. Oh, yeah.
And he dropped them. They all tumbled over. And, like, as she kept going, all she could think in her head was, serves you right, you old F.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, yeah. Nobody's going to help you now.
Right. Screw you, man. Like, don't yell at someone because they're trying to do something nice, and maybe they forgot about the social distancing protocol. They're not...
Yeah.
There was no ill will in what she was doing. So, be kind.
And look, it can be hard to be kind.
Yeah, it's easier to be a douchebag.
Yes.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we are going to try and get 10 minutes on Skype.
All right, let's do it.
With the Mega family. Man, I have so many things I'd like. There's so much going on. The Last Dance has been awesome.
Jordan is a petty a-hole.
Yeah, and he has control of the show. Like, he's like the producer, and he's like, this is him thinking he's looking like he's being shown in a good light.
Yeah, I just think it's funny when people talk about nowadays athletes are petty and this and that. Like, that's the whole point of the Jordan thing.
Yep.
He's a petty a-hole.
Oh,
which is fine.
Yeah.
That's what got him.
He's the best at it.
Right.
So we got that. Oh, man. And
are you watching Outer Banks yet?
No.
Ooh, you got to get on Outer Banks.
All right, we'll take a break. I want to hear all about Outer Banks. And also, there's some... I doubt we'll have time, so I'm just going to throw it out there, but I doubt we'll even get to it. But there's some awesome neighborhood drama between Machine Gun Kelly and his neighbor. We also have a Should I Be Mad email.
Oh, man.
So much awesome stuff, Ted.
10 minutes? Maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, sorry. With the Mega Cast returns.
The Mega Cast will be back. I have to do a stupid Zoom call with Siri and Alexa. I hate those bitches.
dear teachers,
thank you
for all you do.
Having our kids at home has taught us
that our children
are terrible,
stubborn,
selfish,
impossible monsters
who suck our life force,
begging for snacks like zoo animals. How are you not all alcoholics?
You deserve more money.
Thank you for teaching our terrible toddlers
and teenagers
for 7 magical hours every day.
This message is brought to you by Trojan Brand Ultra Thick Condoms. Next time, double up.
I'd rather have a murder hornet in my pants than have to listen to these two idiots. Thanks. Ted and Steve are back.
That condom commercial was perfect. Thanks to Jimmy Kimmel. I stole that from him.
You know, listen to this music reminds me. Sometimes, too, on like a Friday or Saturday, put on some music you like.
Yes, we just we purchased. It was an impulse buy, but I felt like we needed something for our kitchen area. You know how our house is a kitchen, dining room. Well, it's like the kitchen is basically the living room as well. It's not much between the two of them. So we got one of those little sound, like those Bose sound speakers, like $100 ones.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have one in that other, the vinyl room, the room that has all the records.
Dude, I still swear by the Huey Booms.
Oh, man, it's so nice. Yeah, it's just like now we've been listening to more music. Honestly, because I want to get Tatum to like music, so I'm brainwashing her with like the Glorious Sons and Pearl Jam and Lil Dicky, because those are all good.
Lil Dicky.
I had to sneak that one in there. Are you watching?
I am not watching Dave yet.
Oh, Ted. I know. Please watch Dave so we can talk about it.
All right.
Please, because it's the greatest show. It's the best show on television. I say that with 100% confidence.
Yeah, I'm still just watching trash.
You like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I do.
And you love hip hop.
I do.
Dave is the hip hop version of Curb Your Enthusiasm. But it goes from being ridiculously stupid funny to having so many incredible moments, like deep messages about tackling things just like bullying, bipolar, relationships. It's insane. It's truly one of the greatest shows. And maybe I'm hyping it up too much and you're going to hate it, but I love the show.
I'll watch it.
And now I listen to nothing. All I do is listen to Pearl Jam or Lil Dicky. That's all I do. And I realize, oh, man, a lot of these songs are like songs I've heard before. I just never realized they were Lil Dicky.
I've been hanging out by the fireplace or by the river.
Okay.
Right, I got a smart TV. I'm telling you, folks, you can find whatever you want. You can find Starry Night Fire. You can find just Starry Night in the mountains. You can find rivers, nighttime rivers.
You know what you should do? Because you like to smoke the pot.
Yeah.
You should.
No, I'm not smoking any weed when I hang out by virtual fires.
Be careful. Wear your gloves.
Yeah.
Go on YouTube, type in Pearl Jam Gigaton.
All right.
They have a playlist set up of their entire new record, but it's done with all these trippy visuals.
All right. Oh.
And it's like nature, but like they're like almost kind of futuristic. It's like really like high def nature shots.
All right.
Watch Gigaton, the like whatever they call it. You'll find it. It's on Pearl Jam's YouTube page. But
it's going to be hot this weekend, so I'm going to have the waves crashing waves as I grill.
Well, dude, they go in the water.
Ooh.
Go on that Pearl Jam ride.
All right.
You'll thank me. I expect that text message. So what's the show Outer Banks?
Oh, God. You're talking about a show you would actually watch in general. Outer Banks is about the rich kids versus the poor kids in Outer Banks, and then there's buried treasure, and they got to find it.
Oh, is that on Netflix or Prime?
Netflix.
Okay, we were thinking about watching that. It's good?
In the way of you'll forget that you live in a COVID-19 world for a while.
Have you watched All American on Netflix?
Oh, are you serious?
That show's awesome.
I love that show. I was on that show before any of this happened.
There are moments where it's a C-dub show, if you know what I mean. It's a little cheesy.
Well, that's the issue. The Men's Room, I can't get anybody else to watch it. They
just started.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The first season?
We just finished the first season. We're about to go into season 2. I think. No, wait. No, we're only four episodes in the first season. Never mind. That was a different show.
All American. Yeah. I love that show.
So good.
It's just funny that because of the COVID that people are finding All American.
Yeah, because they're hyping it like hell on Netflix. I never even heard of the show. And you, if it involves sports and based on a true story, I'm in.
Yeah, and I tell people, I go, yeah, it's a teen drama, but it also has a lot of life lessons about race and inequality and money and this and that.
It's really good.
But they give me the hardest time. Like, what's with you in these teen dramas? So when I started with Outer Banks, I was like, yeah.
All right, I'm going to hit the tweet out there.
All right,
get 10, because we have actually less than 10 minutes.
But I watch a lot of shows. Like, I watch Black AF now.
How is that show?
I personally loved it. Again,
I'm hearing good things about it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's for me, but I think it's great.
I've heard that show's actually pretty funny.
If you like Black-ish and like
we like the first few seasons of Black-ish.
All right,
we started losing interest when like the daughter left. It just like the dynamic was different.
So it's the guy that wrote Black-ish,
right?
It's basically the same show because that's what Black-ish was based on, his family. But it's more of like that documentary of like it's him.
Jesus, dude, we have like four calls already.
All right, so watch it. It's him, but it's kind of a mockumentary of him.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah. Oh man, hello, hello.
What's up, boys?
Stevie.
Oh, Stevie, what's going on?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Look at you. You got the playoff beard going.
Well, there's no playoffs, but yeah.
You have a dog in the background?
Long story. The dog hates me for some stream. The dog hates me because of my leg.
Oh. Is it your dog?
No, it's the roommate's.
All right.
Does the dog hate your real leg or your fake leg?
Peg leg.
Oh. Did he like you before that?
No, he's never liked me in the year I've known the dog.
Yeah, I mean, it might just be you. I don't know if we need to blame the leg.
I don't know either, man. I don't know either.
Oh man, how you doing, man? How's how's life now? You know, obviously, last time we talked about you, you unfortunately had to lose your leg. But how have things been since then? Are you handling it better? You're walking?
I'm walking. Yeah, nice. I'm trying to look for work. That's a little pain in the butt, but you know,
terrible time for that.
If you guys need help, I'll be your bitch. I don't know.
We can't pay much, but we could offer you a couple minutes away from a barking dog.
Yeah. I loved you. And then I've been following you guys on the chats and all that. They've been awesome. So thank you for that.
Right on, my man. Well,
nice.
We got a crap ton of calls, so we have to fly through them. But hey, dude, it's good to see you. And hopefully we'll get to see you in person soon.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm bringing breakfast and cookies for everybody.
In. See you, brother.
See you, Stevie.
Oh, we got Dick Trickle. Hello. Oh.
What's up, Steve? What's up, Ted?
Alex. Alex's name says Dick Trickle on it.
I like that he switched it up to Dick Trickle.
We wouldn't have hurried up off the phone with our last call if we knew it was you. I'm kidding. I love that Alex is rocking. You're rocking the headband again.
Yeah, thanks to Ted, I decided to go ahead and just make it official. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, man.
Change it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
It's the pandemic headband.
Yeah, I'll put mine on tonight for the Instagram Live at 7 with Taryn. I've been hanging flags behind me for like my Instagram or the.
Are you Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory with the flag show?
Oh, no. I just like hung up two nails. So I have a Cascadia one, a Seahawks, Union Jack, and Arsenal one. But I want to start a war with the Washington State people and be like, first one to send me one, I'll put it up.
Yeah, if anybody
you got to go Cougs, man.
get a Coug flag. Yeah, it'll be like ESPN Game Center or whatever the game day thing they do.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a Coug flag flying.
Or you should get up like Intercom Seattle in the background. So when you're doing the press conference afterwards, there it is with your official sponsor from your station.
That's not a bad call. Trust me. I've already thought about that.
Post-game press conference.
Right? Towel around my neck. I mean, yeah, it's fun to play every game. It's what I tell you guys.
Alex, how's the week been for you, man? How's quarantine life?
It's all right. I'm just working remotely from home and whatnot. So it makes the day go by pretty quick. But man, I just want to get outside here one of these days and just get out hiking and everything else. So yeah. See how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be soon enough.
Yeah, I think we'll get there soon. Phase by phase. We call them on the podcast, we call it the YOLO factor. It keeps going up where people are just going to say F it. You're outside. I'm like,
dude, this weekend's going to be scary.
This weekend's going to be rough.
It's 80 degrees.
It's going to be 82, 83 degrees.
Yeah.
People are gonna Everyone's going to be out flocking.
I know. They're going to lose their minds.
Like we notice even in our development, people are walking around a lot right now because kids are home. No one's in school and parents are not working. So everybody's just out and about. And it's like, oh, man, it's going to be worse when the weather gets better.
Yeah.
Well, right on, Alex. It's always good to see you, my friend. We'll probably talk to you next week. Keep rocking that headband.
Yeah, man.
I'll find a different one for next go around, fellas. Enjoy your time. Thanks for being on the air, too. Really appreciate it.
We appreciate you for listening, man.
All right. Later, guys.
Bye. See you, dude.
Well, I think anyone in the Mega family has a flag that they think you should rock. They should mail it to you.
Yeah, or mail it to the office.
Yeah, 800 Fifth Avenue, Suite 1400. Seattle, Washington, 98104. Attention, Ted Smith.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just thought about this morning in the shower. I had a big day, a big morning. Toilets fixed, buzzed my head, did some laundry.
Nice.
Yeah, it's hard to buzz. Do you do yours or does Sid?
I do it.
It's hard to get the back. I can't tell if I'm getting it.
There we go. George.
There we go. There we got George
back.
Hey,
fellas, what's up?
George, sorry I missed your call. We were talking to some other people.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
George, are you giving yourself a haircut? How are you doing things?
I haven't done anything since I was supposed to go to Vegas on March 17th, and I got a haircut about a week before that, and I haven't done nothing since.
Oh, God. Yeah, because we were just talking. Like, I shaved my head. I've been doing that since
high school. Yeah, you've been doing it forever.
Or college, I've been cutting my own hair.
Yeah.
So it's no difference. Nothing's changed for me, although I'm like, I got to make sure this razor doesn't die on me. I don't need no like razor shortage. But Ted, you just started doing it yourself. It looks fine.
All right. Yeah, I've been buzzing it myself. But it's weird to hold a mirror behind your head and then use your other hand to buzz.
This is what I do.
Buzz.
I just afford extra couple of minutes and just keep shaving and just keep going. Every once in a while, feel it, see if there's any more stubble. I just shave it repeatedly for like a minute. I don't even have a mirror.
All right.
And it's all gone. And then what I'll do is get a regular razor and trim it up with like, you know, like line it out a little bit with the mirror.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But yeah. If you just keep going like crazy for like 5 minutes, you'll be fine.
George.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait until things kind of, I'm in Arizona and they're supposed to open up salons on the 8th. So I'll probably wait until I go back to work to go get something done.
Yeah. And like people that have long hair, it's not going to matter. Nobody's going to have good looking hair.
It's us bald guys. We have to keep it shaved.
Yeah, exactly. Like mine started getting bad. I was on a Zoom call. My buddy Will, he chimes in and just goes, Ted, you need to buzz your head, man. I was like, damn. Yeah, George, you'll be all right, man. Well, listen.
Oh, yeah.
And that's dudes with long hair. Think about how many women, and I didn't really think about it.
Oh, their roots are showing.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many women, I have no idea what their natural hair color is.
Right.
You might find out soon.
Right.
But I thought you were blonde this whole time.
Yeah, don't make roots jokes to women. I tried. It didn't go well.
No. That's definitely put down the line with the you look great with those jeans on and no roots are showing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like the high-waisted ones.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You look just like Taylor Swift when you wear those.
George, what's the temperature down there?
It's got to be pushing 90-something. Oh, it's 100. It's supposed to be 105 today and tomorrow.
Man, that's hot.
It's only 12:30.
It's just weird because everybody's been self-isolating and this and that. It's almost like you forget that summer is starting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was like last week. I went outside and it was like 9:30 and it was already like almost 90. And I was like, oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a stupid question, but do you deal with a lot of scorpions?
Not where I'm at. I've seen one, the house I've been living in for like 7 years. It's my roommate's house, and he was like, I haven't seen any except for that one that randomly showed up one day.
Yeah, the one I see would be the reason why I move.
I guess if you live around like lime trees or something, or lemon trees, they're attracted to the citrus, so you'll see more there. But if there's not any lime or lemon trees, I guess you won't see that many. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I live in Spiderville.
I'd rather spiders than scorpions, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, in the fall, I'm always amazed how many spiders I find in my house.
See, I never notice them, but I always hear my wife yelling and screaming, so I know that something is in the house, and I have to get rid of it.
Right, you got
to
go kill it.
Yeah, I try and do it peacefully and, like, grab it with my hand, but, like, with, like, napkin, and then bring it outside. But every once in a while, I'm like, yeah, this one just has got to go.
Oh, it's like a Viking funeral in my house. Get them in a tissue and flush them.
Have you guys seen those assault guns or whatever? You put salt in it and you shoot it at spiders and flies and stuff?
So I can't remember. I've seen
that
the guns.
Like fun.
I know. I couldn't remember what if they were fruit flies or what they were for.
I think they're for anything that flies. My buddy's dad saw the infomercial when he bought one, and then he gave one to my buddy. And so the other night he was out of town. So I was like, let me get some fruit flies or whatever is going on around the house.
Does it cause
a couple little...
And no damage to the house?
No, because it's just little, like, it shoots out like 10, 12 pieces of salt at a pretty good rate, but I can't even find the salt after I shoot it.
I might just use it on my food.
Yes!
Get a little extra flavor.
Next time we go to a steakhouse, bring it.
And bring the steak.
Like, would you like some salt? Like, no, I got my own.
It's a pretty good sized, it looks like a yellow, almost like the water guns that came out.
Like a super
back,
soaker.
Not quite
Yeah, it does. It looks exactly like a super soaker.
That's awesome. Well, right on, George. We got to get rolling, but it's always good hearing from you, my friend. And I hope you have a good week, and hopefully soon enough you can get out and just enjoy life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Same for you guys.
Much love, George. See ya.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Take care. All right, hang that guy up. Close that out. That's about 10 minutes right there.
All right.
Good calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Stevie, Alex, George. Anyone else? Did I miss anyone? You know, Caesar said he was just setting up. He set up his Twitter so that he can now know when we're doing this so he can call. And look, he doesn't even call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see how it is, Caesar. You got a bunch of tamales from Augustine yesterday. And now
he's sitting at home.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of it. I'm like, Augustine's family makes the best tamales.
Oh, trust me, I know.
You have had them.
Yeah.
They're the greatest.
Well, I've had them here left over at work, and then I've had them. Remember, we did a mutual Migscast and the podcast.
Yes.
And they brought a bunch of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're the best tamales you'll ever have. And Caesar's got some. Pork and chicken.
All right, just stop, man. I'm freaking starving.
All right, let's get out of here. Everybody, I hope you're doing all right. Obviously, you heard from me. And like, we're all in this together. Like Ted said, let's be kind to each other. You don't know what's going on in someone's head when you decide to yell at them. And right now, what we need is kindness.
Yeah, yeah. Just, I mean, you know, let's look out for each other as humans.
And watch Dave.
Watch Dave. And also, just, you know what? Again, being kind might be just walking away from an argument. Yep. That could be physically or virtually.
A good tip, if someone's pissing you off, put your hands in your pockets and flip them off. Do it
serenity
all the time.
Now, that's right. Sanity later.
Just sitting in pockets. They have no idea. Like right now, Ted, I'm flipping you off.
Oh, thanks. You know what? Back at you.
Yeah.
I almost cursed. I almost went back at you, a-hole.
All right, follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. See you next week.
Next week, and I'll be doing a happy hour tonight with Taryn on Instagram Live.
Oh, that's right.
And then you guys have one, what, Saturday?
More often than not. I don't know. Like, the last one I almost missed because Tatum was crying like crazy.
All right, so, no worries. Well, I'll just plug my stuff.
Yeah, 4 p.m. is typically when we do them on Saturdays.
All right, 1 p.m. Sunday, you can see me and Mike Hawk and Robin. And, I'll definitely have some beverages with you before I talk to my mother on Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. That's just, crap.
Don't forget it's your mother's Mother's Day.
And your wife's first Mother's Day.
Yeah, Steve.
What the hell am I going to get her? Everything's closed. Flowers?
Yes.
Card.
Flowers, card.
Can I get her like a gift card to like Lululemon? Is that...
I mean, don't, that. Don't ask me.
All right.
You're asking the wrong dude. I haven't had a girl, serious girlfriend in years.
Oh, crap. Maybe I'll just get her like a autographed CD or something from the station.
You want me to autograph something for her?
Yes, please.
You want me to autograph a t-shirt? I'll autograph a beer can. To Sid.
Good enough.
Tell Lou I said hello.
And Tatum, too. All right. Well, all right. We should be back next week as long as I don't piss my wife off.
Yeah.
See ya.